Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome back to Dana Parks. This reminds me of like junior high school skating parties.
Do you know what this song reminds me of?
What?
Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I Love Rocky Road.
I forgot about it. I
had heard that song before I heard the Joan Jett version. When I heard this version, I was like, wait a minute.
I've heard
something's up.
I love his version of Another One Bites the Dust. Another One Rides the Bus.
Okay.
Another One Rides the Bus. There's Yoda for
Watch
Lola.
Out. He's going to sit by you. Another One Rides the Bus.
How do you know the lyrics to that?
Because I love it.
That is awkward.
Weird Al.
That is awkward
grew
for
up
you.
On Weird Al.
I still like, I lost on Jeopardy the best. And in fact, did you see the Jeopardy champion? What's his name?
James Holzhauer?
Yeah, James Holzhauer. When he finally lost a few weeks ago, he didn't say a word. He just changed his Twitter picture to Weird Al Yankovic.
To I Lost on Jeopardy.
Which is so brilliant and funny and, you know, because he lost on Jeopardy.
I wanted to be Weird Al Yankovic as a kid.
Did you
that's
really?
At summer camp in Northbrook, Illinois, just about 25, 30 minutes outside of Chicago, there was a guy that would like play the guitar at lunch and he would play La Bamba. And I remember hearing Weird Al Yankovic's version of the parody version, which was called Lasagna. So I memorized all the lyrics and I asked if I could sing along to La Bamba one day. And I was like 7, 8 years old. And sure enough, he's like, wait a minute, what version is this? And then they let me record it on like the little camp album. And I thought I was going to be the next Weird Al Yankovic.
You had a camp album.
100% had a camp
album. Oh, that's
awesome. Yeah, I don't know where it is. It's on a cassette tape somewhere in my parents'
house. Oh, I'm
sure it is.
Labeled clearly, our star.
Right.
Our son. He's going to be big.
Yeah.
And now you're here.
And now I'm working.
Now you're sitting next to me.
Giving fantasy football advice.
Yeah, they had such...
Sorry, mom and dad.
High dreams and hopes for you.
I mean, they told me a story when we first had our son that, you know, you're going to read him all these books and, you know, he's going to start taking things from you. And then they reminded me of the story about when I was 4 years old. You remember Brown Bear, What Do You See?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess I came home one day and I was like, Mommy, Daddy, Brown Bear, What Do You Hear? I hear an elephant trumpeting in my ear. And they're like, my son is brilliant. We're going to have a whole series of the Brown Bear collection. It turns out, no, there was a sequel to the book, and I just repeated it.
Oh, there you go.
Verbatim. Again, another opportunity to let down my parents.
Our thanks to Ben Heisler for being here today, because I don't play well alone. And one of the stories I want to talk about today for all of my teachers listening out there, who can remain anonymous, by the way. You would almost have to remain anonymous if you weigh in on this story that I found last night. There is a very serious allegation of grade fixing at a high school in New Orleans. And I'm trying to remember the last time this topic came up locally. I mean, there are murmurs about it from time to time, but I mean, this is one of those explosive, this happened. People have been fired or placed on leave. 4 of them, actually, have been placed on leave after the district investigated and did confirm that grades for 5 outgoing seniors were changed, allowing them to graduate in May. Like, wow. The district is saying this happened. And so...
And it was, like, from the top down?
Well, one of the things I said to you, Ben, out in the newsroom, I said, is this still happening? Like I've heard murmurs over the years in different communities that... But to actually fix 5 grades for outgoing seniors, And it came through an internal complaint, by the way. Four administrators have been put on leave. So the principal's one of them. And quoting here from the acting principal, I'm not going to speculate on why a grade was changed, but we did confirm with the teachers of those students in the classes that they didn't authorize it. And so who has access to that in a school? If the teachers did not authorize a grade change, whether on an individual assignment that would then push you over the F threshold to D or your overall grade, it has to be higher.
Well, it has to be, yeah. Or the teachers are denying it, right?
That's a good point.
Plausible deniability.
It could have been for eligibility on a sport, though. Did these kids play sports?
Well, that's a good question.
The other thing, and this happened years ago when I was in high school, and I don't remember whether I was at my high school or a neighboring high school. There was some kid who was like had a full ride to I don't know if it was an Ivy League school or not, but he hacked into the school's administrative program and changed not only grades for himself but like other people in his class. And eventually he got caught and he lost that scholarship.
Wow.
And I don't think he was allowed to walk and participate in graduation. It was like a whole big thing over the North Shore area of Chicago.
The grades that were changed in this case were in chemistry, environmental sciences, business English, biology, and civics. And without the grade change, the five students would not have qualified to graduate. So then listen, this is interesting. The school, once they figured this out, contacted the families of the five kids and said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have you take a proficiency exam in front of certified teachers in the subject that you, this grade was given to you that you did not earn. Okay. All five passed the exam and then the district said, okay, we'll certify your diploma. So it's not clear based on what I've seen if the kids knew it, if this came from above. But I will tell you this with my daughters, they can tell you within a 1/100th of 1 percentage point what their grade is in every class.
Well, isn't that getting posted more and more often? Like,
yes.
You can go, there's like academic institutions like Blackboard, I think, is one of them. Canvas is another.
If you're failing, you know that you're failing.
Oh, I agree with that. But if you're talking about knowing where you stand in that class.
Right.
You know, professors and teachers are updating these things constantly. It lives on the internet. You go through this interweb type thing and your grade information is posted. So that makes total sense. The question is, how did it get moved and to what extent it happened?
So I'm curious a couple of things this hour. If you are in education, has this happened? I'm sure you've had parents ask for it to be. Mm-hmm. That's different. Has it happened? Have you heard of this happening where a grade is just changed?
I couldn't imagine parents asking for that. Maybe it's just because the parents I had, but...
Oh, I completely disagree.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I completely disagree.
Johnny is, you know, a half... I taught last semester at Avila. I took an introductory journalism class, and when I graded final exams, one student finished with an 89.5.
You got to round that up.
So he said, like, is there anything that I can do? You know, in that particular situation, I said, yeah, you know, in this case, I'll round up for you. But absolutely, it's come from parents before. Because, I mean, parents were, think about the Lori Loughlin situation where they're trying to come up with all sorts of schemes to get their kid into a higher learning institution. You don't think that people are calling in favors here and there?
I had a child with an 89.4. And I very nicely, and I even said in the email, you know, I'm not that parent. I'm never up here. I don't call. I don't write. No one hears from me all year. I just feel like that the kids know what they need to do. You need to go and do it. But I said, would you please just double check? Just double check and be sure, because it's so close to the 0.5.
Yeah.
And I just want to be sure that, you know, that it's accurate.
Do you think that I'm...
And it was. And it was accurate. Yep. And I said, then that's
the end of it. Okay, so do you think that if it would have come from your child, that they would have been more likely to be willing to round up?
She had asked. She had asked.
Oh, she had asked.
She was like, you've got to... I mean, it was one... I mean, oh my goodness, it was so close. And so I said, will you just check? And I said, I am the last person in a million years that would ever ask, but she wants to be sure. And you know what? They checked. It was an 89.4. I think it was an 89.4. And that stands. And you have to draw the line somewhere.
Oh, I agree with that.
There is a line. You have to draw it somewhere. I think most schools at 0.5 will bump you up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it depends on the teacher as well. I definitely asked for that many times.
Yeah.
Trust me. Be like, man, I'm trying to keep this 4.0.
Right. And I also...
Can you help me out here?
Oh, 4.0. That sounds fun.
So when we come back, 576-7798, I want to hear from you. This looks to be a systemic at this one high school. It's actually the second high school in New Orleans that's had an investigation into this year. This looks to be systemic. And the kids were allowed to graduate. What do you think? Should they have been allowed to graduate? They didn't pass the class. They were allowed to pass a proficiency exam. Happening at Harvey's Helen Cox High.
What?
Harvey's Helen Cox High.
Is that three different names?
That is the name of this. They've got problems at this school. Controversy at old Harvey's Helen Cox High. 576-7798.
More high school calls, for the Dukes of Hazzard.
Your texts. Who the hell named Harvey's Helen Cox High? Straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks. Talking about this unfortunately named high school, and I'm sure whoever Harvey Helen's Cox High is a lovely human being, but it's probably like some pioneer of engineering or, you know, whatever. God rest their soul. That is a horrible name for a high school.
I honor them somewhere else.
Yeah. Let's call it Helen High because, like, to shorten it makes it worse. So Helen High in New Orleans. I'm sorry. It is a super unfortunate name for high
school. No, you don't need the Harvey. You don't need the Cox. You just go with Helen High.
Let's call it Helen High.
Yeah, that's fine.
So the principal and three other administrators have been placed on leave after allegations of grade fixing came in. The district has confirmed that five students who walked and graduated in May should not have because of the fixed grades. Now, they checked with the teachers of those kids in chemistry, environmental science, business English, biology, and civics. The teachers were not in on this. Everything I've read says the teachers did not know. It's the administrators who have been
changing and
who have been
fooling docked. Around.
The administrators are the ones on leave. The teachers are not on leave. The administrators are on leave.
Let me ask a follow-up question to this. If we knew what their original grades were and then they got changed, why do you think the administration made the decision for those kids to have an opportunity to bring their grades back
up? Why? And there were five kids, so why? Is it because, and this is why we're calling on our teachers, is it because you have to make your numbers look good with your graduating
that
seniors?
Could be.
You know, if they had, let's say they had 20 kids that weren't graduating, does that mean a cut in funding? Or why fix five? That's what I want to know. 576-7798. Let's go to Anonymous on line two. Hello. Hi, Anonymous. Go ahead.
Oh, hello.
Hi, go ahead.
I'm a teacher.
Okay.
I'm trying to do this as coding as possible, but at Kansas City School District does it all the time. The teachers, we report it, but the administrators get in trouble for it, and it's for a different cost. So depending what school you're coming from, if you're coming from a hybrid higher school, Pembroke, Blue Springs, they're trying to get kids into college, but our principals are just trying to get kids to pass so they don't get in trouble.
Okay, well, let's not name schools because we cannot confirm or deny anything you're saying. But let me ask you this. Does it surprise you that it's the administrators in this case and the teachers are saying they didn't know? Or they didn't sign off on it, at least?
We sign off at the end of the school year, so we don't know what happens at the end of the school year. Now, we'll know from semester to semester because it comes back up on our screen. But besides that, we don't know. Unless you see a kid walk that shouldn't walk, and you're like...
Somebody actually just
that's a good
that
point.
In.
That's a good point. The teachers would have known, and we know that this all unraveled, and thank you, Anonymous. This all unraveled after an internal complaint. So think about this. As a teacher, you go to all these graduation ceremonies, and you know this kid, John Smith, had a 38% in your class, and then you see John Smith walking across that stage, and you're like, wait a minute.
Something's up.
I know he had a 38%.
Now, you don't round 38 up to 59.5.
That is not rounding up to 59.5. And so now that kind of is starting to make sense based on what she said, and it was an internal complaint. It was probably a teacher who said, no.
I'm not seeing another kid that got a 38 walking graduation. Something's got to be done about this.
Text line says maybe these kids were all troublemakers and the school didn't
just
want
them
out. Back.
And just wanted them out?
Just, here you go. Here's your diploma. Get out of here.
I don't know. 5767798. We have one open line if you want it. My other question is this. Should those kids have been allowed to graduate? If there is no evidence that the kids knew this was fixed for them or had any, you know, direct input on it, should those kids have been allowed to graduate? Because they were.
The other component to this is that if they were given by the administration an opportunity to rectify their grades, which it sounds like that was the case, right? They had the original grades. The grades got moved. They realized that there was an issue with those said grades and said, okay, well, what type of test did you say that they took?
A proficiency test.
A proficiency test, which, again, you can argue the semantics of it, but they were given an opportunity. If they pass that test, if the school allows that, then I had no problem with them walking.
Ooh, 5767798. Let's break for the news quick. Here's Will Starrett.
The chair next to the independent counsel. More next.
Data right here for my friends at Seal Once KC. Call them now. Have them clean and seal any wood or concrete surface around your house, your deck, your patio, your privacy fence. And here's a big one, your driveway. Have you sealed that driveway properly? They will come out at Seal Once KC, permanently protect and beautify all of those areas, and they offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration when they do the work. 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. 816-942-3927. Mention Dana told you to call. Get a 20% discount. With Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. 816-942-3927 today. You missed two classes at no. Welcome back. We are talking about this school in New Orleans, actually the second school there in a whole lot of hot water for grade fixing that apparently led to five seniors graduating in May that should not have.
What was the name of the school again?
Helen Henry...
John Jacob Jingleheimer
it's
Schmidt
a
High
whole
School.
Lot of
Harvey
names.
Helen Cox.
Yes.
Wait, you mean to tell me someone in Louisiana did something corrupt?
Yes.
Color
yes.
me shocked.
Yes. And so we're asking, number one, these kids were allowed to graduate. There is no evidence that the kids knew that the grades were fixed. But if you remember back in high school, if you were flat out failing a course, you knew it. Come on. When they hand you your diploma, you're like, well, got away with one there. Let's go to Alicia in North Kansas City. Hi, Alicia. Hello, Alicia.
Hey there.
Hi,
hey.
Go ahead.
Hey, first of all, I just want to say thank you. You make my travel so much nicer.
Well, that makes me happy. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. So my story is short. I've been in an education for a while with kids. I don't know why it hadn't been considered it. That the kids did it themselves with nowadays, because I know firsthand, I'm not going to say any names, obviously, but no. It's happened. I know where kids can go in and change their own grades.
I mentioned at the beginning of this conversation that when I was in high school, that happened with somebody either in my high school or one of the neighboring ones several years ago. They changed their grades.
The principal's been booted here, Alicia, and four other administrators are on leave. And so... again, I haven't seen any evidence that the kids knew about it and certainly no evidence that the kids changed it. It looks like these are going to be administrators who are blamed for doing this. And that's one of the reasons I asked, like, why? Is it because of funding? Is it because why would you take that career risk to do that? The teachers involved in these classes had nothing to do with it.
So they say.
Let's go to Lydia in Grandview. Hi, Lydia.
Hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to say I love you guys.
I love you back.
I wanted to say that it makes sense what they're saying about the administrators and the reasons why they would possibly change a grade, but I will say it does not have to go that high. I used to be a secretary for a university, and I had access to input and change grades for professors as a secretary.
Okay.
Was that, can you elaborate at all, Lydia, on the particular reasons why those grades were changed? Was it athletic-based that someone so needed to keep their scholarship? Was it just they were on the border? Can you elaborate on that at all?
Well, I didn't, it would be if the instructor told me, hey, go in and I don't have time, can you input these grades in for me at the end of the semester? Or someone added some extra credit and I need to change their grade, can you go in and change it for me?
So you're just saying you had access to it.
Yeah, as a secretary, I had access to it. I don't know, probably not anyone much lower than that, but it doesn't have to go as high up as administrators or above teachers to have access to change grades.
Man, that's interesting, Lydia. Thank you for that. I don't have computer techie kids. There's no way any one of my kids would even begin to know how to go into any system to do that, nor would they. But I know that there are kids out there who are extremely smart in computer engineering type systems. And it doesn't surprise me that kids would know how to do it.
Some kids will do it for fun. Like they don't have any intention of actually changing their grades, but they want to see if they can do it.
Let's go to Karen in Independence. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Go ahead.
Good. I'm from a long line of educators. My father is a retired assistant superintendent from the state of Missouri. And just in sharing little anecdotes from our days in the classroom, one of them he shared with us, and he was very general when he made these statements. He had a family with a senior in high school about to graduate that failed a class the last semester that he was in school that was a requirement in order for him to graduate. The parents came to my father begging him to change the grade because nobody else would, and they've already talked to this person, that person, and got out a blank check and said, name your price. We're begging you, name your price. And he didn't do it, but, I mean, shocker. There are parents definitely who will do it any way they can. So, and the only requirement for this kid was that he was going to have to go to summer school. Then he would have gotten his diploma. He just couldn't walk with his class.
So Karen, can you think of any reason, because if in fact four administrators knew this or were somehow involved in it, we know that there are four, mm-hmm. including the principal, who are on leave. What would be the motivation to fix the grades for these five students, knowing that the teachers were going to figure it out if they were failing?
Right.
Why
right.
would a district do this, or why would a high school do this?
It's beyond my actual intelligent thought, but whoever said it could be because the students were enough of a problem in school that it was just time to get them out of the system.
That's
somehow.
The second time that's come
but
up
that's
today.
Why they did that. I mean, that's the only logical, semi-logical thing I can think of. But anyway,
And you're right, because you are basically rolling the dice on your entire career. So if this principal's fired,
absolutely.
He will likely never work in education again.
How can you after fixing grades?
Right. And
you should not.
And you should not.
You.
But I go back to like, what reason is big enough or good enough that you would throw your entire career away so five kids could walk? I mean, it's mind-blowing, unless it's something more sinister. Like, I mean, she brought up money, and there's no evidence that the kids knew about it, no evidence that the teachers knew about it. I'm just trying to come up with some reason that you would throw away a career or put that on the line so five kids that you probably don't even care about
right.
can walk across that stage.
Well, and what if they've done it so many times that, you know, they thought, hey, these kids are troublemakers. Let's do it again. Let's get them out of here.
Let's go to Connie in KCK. Hi, Connie.
Hi, how are you guys
Hi,
doing?
Good. Welcome.
Good. Just want to let you know it's going on Kansas side, too. I have a 17-year-old that's in high school.
Okay, don't name the school, please.
I didn't.
Okay.
I have a 17-year-old in high school, and her grades are in the tank. I mean, they're really bad all year, and then you get to the end of the semester, and suddenly and magically, they are
D minuses, and she passes. Okay? The whole semester, they've been an F, and the teacher sends us emails and text messages and stuff saying her grades are an F. She hasn't handed in any of her assignments. And so I asked her, did you hand in any of your assignments? No. And she, again, you know, the classes change, and suddenly she has passed. Because we fully intended for her to go to summer school this year. And they said, oh, no, she doesn't need to go to summer school.
And she's...
She passed all of her classes.
She's a senior or a junior, Connie?
Junior.
And she's going to be a senior?
No, she's going to be a junior.
Oh, she's going to be a junior.
She repeated second grade because we adopted her from foster care program when she was six, and she could not read.
Oh.
You know, from the time that she was 0 to 6, she was in, like, 13 different foster homes, and nobody took any accountability for any education for her. And so we had her repeat a grade so that she could learn how to read.
Connie, have you brought this up or asked why there seems to be a discrepancy with the grades?
Well, they claim that she turns in her paperwork. And so it's like, well, how is she saying that she didn't turn it in?
Hmm.
You know, and I said, oh, no, she turned in her paperwork. She turned in the computer work. You know, because I asked her, you know, all she has to do is do her assignment on the computer and hit send, and it goes to the teacher. And she goes, well, the computer crashed. I lost everything.
So, Connie, are you mad or are you puzzled? Or, like, how do you describe your thoughts about what you think might be happening?
Well, I'm puzzled in that, you know, you got the know what child left behind thing going on that still happens, you know, so they shuffle them from grade to grade. And I have said for years, well, she needs extra help. And they say, oh, no, because she's got a behavior problem. She's very well behaved, very polite. And so she just belts into the woodwork. And they have, you know, a lot of kids that are not well behaved, and they have to deal with them. She just gets shuffled along. And I keep telling her, I said, you know, when you get out of school, you're not going to be shuffled along.
Well,
you know, you're gonna have to have a job. You cannot just shuffle along and expect to have gainful employment, you know?
There's a lot to take in there, too. And again, the 660 on the text line saying this isn't a mind-blowing thing. It's not throwing your career away. It could be about compassion. And maybe you guys are wouldn't be worthy basing on how quickly you're passing judgment. You can have compassion in these cases. You can, if you're an administrator, if you're a teacher, you can say, well, are there other ways to be able to get this done without
right.
going in and manipulating the grade in which the student has earned? Like, at some point, the compassion has to meet the rules that need to be enforced consistently with the rest of the student body.
Well, and the district is saying for the fairness of the process, for the integrity of the process, for the other kids who are on a bubble and did not get their grade fixed.
Right. There has to be a line drawn.
You cannot have administrators arbitrarily going in and deciding we're going to change. I mean, it's cheating.
And then you have gripes from parents whose kids weren't in that situation, they'd have a legitimate case.
Now, you thought the kids should have been allowed to graduate because they did pass the proficiency test.
Because the school allowed them that opportunity. It wasn't as if the kid said, well, you know, we want another opportunity to improve our grade.
Right.
The school offered that to them. If you're the students, then why wouldn't you take that opportunity? If the school presents you that opportunity,
sure.
I don't see any reason why the kid should be punished for that.
I tend to agree with you, however, I think they should have had to go to summer school. I think the only truly fair way to fix this was to not give some proficiency exam, whatever that means, to say, look, you were failing this class. Fraud got you out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was fraud. You have to go to summer school. You have already walked with your class. That's all good and fine. But before we sign off on this diploma, you've got to retake chemistry.
Right, but if they would have failed the proficiency test, then they would have been in that situation. It was the school that brought on. The school is responsible ultimately for the failure for the system to work.
Right.
In which case, they determined this was the solution. You're right. In most cases, I'd say, well, they didn't pass the class. They have to have consequences for that. But because the school failed, they then determined that this was the policy. They then presented that
right.
to the students.
And
so
the
I
students
understand your
did
point.
It, so let him go.
At that point, once the students have gone through it, then yeah.
Ryan, I want you to hang on because we want to talk to you when we get back. I want to hear what you have to say. 576-7798. You are listening to Dana and Parks.
Dirty Deeds.
As we wrap up our conversation about this grade fixing scandal, it's the kind of thing that you hope
doesn't
happen.
It's kind of what happened in Harvey Helen Cox High, doesn't it?
Harvey Helen Cox High. I mean, what do you
expect? Typical Harvey Helen Cox High.
And a lot of you have weighed in, and we appreciate that, but I wanted Ryan to hold over, and I'm so glad he did because he says this happened to him. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for hanging on.
Hi. I don't know if it was fixed or what, but so years ago when I went through high school,
Don't say the school.
That's not in town. It's way away.
Okay.
So, went to high school freshman year, totally rocked it. Sophomore year, totally killing it. Junior year, found some extracurricular activities. Let's put it that way. where they pretty much tanked my grades. And my senior year, ended up retaking pretty much almost every single junior class that I had to take, almost becoming a super senior. And then, like, I ended up somehow graduating at the end of it, like pretty much close second to last of my high school class. Have no idea. I just know that my grades were crap. That's put it bluntly, but somehow made it through.
And you, like, don't ask, don't tell it, right?
Well, at the time, I mean, I was just happy that I wasn't going to be, you know, a fifth-year high school student. So,
with full-on facial hair and, you know, hey, how you doing?
Hey, I mean,
I keep getting old; they stay the same age.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. I didn't want to be, all right, but. It was, I just, because, like, all right, my grades kind of sucked. I thought I was working hard, but, like, my test grades were not the greatest. My homework was, could have been better, more. But yet, somehow, I was able to walk. I graduated and wasn't that much of an embarrassment-ish. So.
Well, Ryan, did your parents know?
They knew how far down I graduated, yes.
Okay.
They were there. They had been talking with teachers. They had been back and forth and, like, you know, making sure that, hey, are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? Hopefully. And so they're probably more into the details than I was. I was more about, like, all right, let's just make it the freshman of college. Let's see if I can just get the community. Let's do that.
Right. And then did you, Ryan? Did you turn everything around?
Mostly, yeah.
We're going to leave it at that.
He didn't sound very confident about that.
No, not at all.
Mostly, yeah. When we come back, Michael Mackey is going to join us for a moment to talk about a very interesting interview he had with a celebrity. I think it's fair to call him a celebrity. He's a celebrity, isn't he?
I think so. You know the name.
Yeah, you know the name. And it did not quite go as planned. I think you will enjoy the story, and I cannot wait to hear more.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.